Welcome to the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay. This is your positive path for spiritual living.
I love me some Bee Gees, and you guys just killed it. Wow. So that energy, yes, give them a round of applause. So that energy got me feeling playful. Those of you who have been to my office know that I have a lot of toys. Those of you who attended the silent retreat know that I have a lot of toys. And this is one of my favorites. So this bright cube sits very prominently on a top shelf in my office. And when I open my door, I see this bright color and I smile because it's a bright color. And it reminds me to be kind because there's little words written on here, random acts of kindness. So toss the die, give a compliment. Oh, Faye, I love that lip color on you. Easy, right? Don't you love that lip color on Faye? Or pick up some litter. Okay, that's easy. If I go in the parking lot, you know, I'll pick up that gum wrapper and put it in the trash. The point is that these little things really make a difference in the world, right? So remember, the smallest act of kindness can be the most powerful note in the symphony of life. Let your love be the melody that fills the world with harmony. Now, I think we can all agree that children and dogs love more freely and generously than we adults do, right? Did you see those happy kids singing, giving their love? You know, when we get this baggage and we get these thoughts like, oh, what are they gonna think? We're not as free of giving of ourselves, right? You know, kids are always like coming up and hugging you, or here, I drew this picture for you for the 100th picture to put on your refrigerator, right? And last week, well, dogs, those little furry things that are always waiting for us by the door, they're so happy to see us, so happy to give us love, right? They're always wanting to be with us. Well, last week, I witnessed something with my little dog, Jackie-O. So this is a photo of the path where we walk a couple of times a day. And we have a regular routine. We walk down the sidewalk along the lake. We go to a certain point. We turn around. We come back. There's a fishing pier. We walk out on the fishing pier. We come back and continue on home. Well, on this particular day, Jackie-O only got about halfway out on the fishing pier, and she stopped. She wouldn't go anymore, and she pulled me back off the fishing pier to the sidewalk. I thought, this is really very, very strange. She's cutting her walk short, right? But we got out to the sidewalk, and there was a teenager standing there, tall, lanky kid in jeans and a black hoodie, was pulled way up over his head, and his face was buried in his phone. And he was just standing there. Well, she went right up to him, paws to toes, and looked up. There was no reaction from him. So she does one of these little, and her tags are jingling. Still, no reaction. So finally, she takes a deep breath, sits herself down, and lets out a, and with this, I see his hands start to tremble, like he can't ignore this anymore, right? And so at this point, I spoke up and said, hey, good morning. And he picked up his head. I could see his face, but there was no expression at all. And I said, hey, little dog just wanted to say hello to you. She thinks you're pretty special. And his face lit up. Big smile. And he said, is it a boy or a girl? In his best middle school voice. And I said, oh, she's a girl. He immediately got down on his knees and started playing with her. And they had just a few wonderful moments of sharing love and sharing laughter and being playful. So I don't know how Jackie knew to stop and talk, you know, and commune with him, or what it was that he needed, what kind of a day he was having. I see him out there every morning sitting on a bench alone. There's a middle school about a block away from me, but he gets dropped off early. I think it's his mother that drops him off, and he's usually alone for this hour before school. So this particular day, Jackie decided to share her kindness, knowing that her love could be the melody that filled his world with harmony. And so how can each of us get out of your own way and actively choose to love? Well, Unity author Eric Butterworth wrote, love is not a concept, but an activity. So remember in the meditation, you were guided to feel the feelings for yourself first before you could send it out into the world, okay? So how can you cultivate the love for yourself? Well, it's Unity's fifth principle. It's living the truth you know. And you are divine, so treat yourself that way. Many of us commit crimes against wisdom. There's this Sanskrit term for it. It's called prajnaparada from the ancient scriptures. Crimes against wisdom. What that means is that you know what's good for you, but you choose not to do it. Okay? Charles Fillmore, also our founder, Charles Fillmore, in his 1921 Statements of Faith, wrote, we believe that divine intelligence is present in every atom of human and matter, and that the more abundant life with Jesus promised is flooding the world and quickening the minds and the bodies of humans everywhere. So what he's saying is that there is a divine order to existence, and self-care towards your wholeness means being aligned with that divine order. Okay? So it's simple things. It can be simple things like going to bed at a reasonable time to honor your circadian rhythms. I mean, how many people are like me? You turn on the television, oh, I'm just going to watch a half-hour show before I go to sleep, and before you know it, it's 2 a.m. Guilty, okay? Crime against wisdom, right? Or how about our stomachs are about the size of our two hands put together. Put your two hands together. This is called an anjali in Ayurveda. This is a measurement. This is how much you're supposed to eat. Do we eat the whole pizza anyway? Okay. Crimes against wisdom, okay? See how easy it is to make better choices. Or like, you know, exercise. I know I should exercise this morning. Oh, I'll do it later. Oh, and then later becomes tomorrow. Okay, guilty, right? So it can be these simple choices that show kindness to ourselves, right? We have to make choices that are in alignment with what your body tells you and your belief systems. Because where we have a physical body, we also have an emotional and a spiritual body. Okay? So what that means is that your choices also must be in alignment with your values. For myself, I strive to live a life of nonviolence. And what that means to me is that I follow a vegan lifestyle. Not just with my diet, but in my choices with the products I purchase. They're cruelty-free and vegan, free of animal-derived ingredients. Okay? So what are your values? And are you doing things like that, like buying local and taking actions according to your values? Another thing is like for climate change. If you are concerned about climate change, then every time you eat beef, this is against your values, and you are out of alignment with divine order, because the Amazon rainforest is being plowed down to create grazing fields for cattle. So for your wholeness, for your healing, for your health, your well-being, your self-care, your self-love, align your actions with your values. Let your love for yourself be the melody that fills the world with harmony. And so now, once you have cultivated a deep love for yourself, now you're able to share it with others. Remember that you are divine, and so is every other unique expression of the divine. So now I invite you to turn to your neighbor and say, "You are divine." Now go the other way. You are divine. Oh, and I see unity on the bay. There's so much love. We're not just you are divine. We're hugging, we're kissing, we're sharing the love. This is so beautiful. And everyone is worthy of love. You are created in and of love. And guess what? What you just did here? Studies show that kindness, which is an expression of love, is actually good for you. According to a Mayo Clinic study, the effects of kindness include increased self-esteem, empathy, and compassion, improved mood, decreased blood pressure and cortisol, which is the stress hormone, so your stress is lowered when you're kind, when you have the activity of love. You get an increased sense of connectedness. Of course, decreased loneliness would follow that, right? And improved relationships. And here's my favorite. Increased serotonin, dopamine, and endorphins. These are the feel-good hormones, people. Who wants to feel good? Yeah. All right. So we're going to start right now. We're actually enabling you to become kindness junkies. Everybody should have received a postcard when you came in today. Postcard looks like this on one side. And on the back, there's a mail to and a place to write some kind words, okay? So you're invited to address this to anyone you like, someone close to you, even yourself. And if you don't have anyone that you'd like to address it to, just leave it blank, and we will find a person to send it to and address it for you. Just write some words of kindness over here. Like, I loved Faye's from the last service. The back of your knees are sexy. Okay? It can be anything. Write some kind words here, address it or not, and then give it to our ushers as you're leaving today. We will stamp them and mail them for you. This is easy. This is an easy act of kindness for you to engage in today, this activity of love. Another one, those of you who received a membership renewal, you received two of these stickers, one for yourself to remind you about your own self-love, and one for you to give away. Give it to someone today. And then when you join us on Ash Wednesday, you're going to get this little Valentine's Day heart necklace, because Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day. Again, keep it as a reminder of your self-love, or give it to someone special. All of these are activities of love. This is kindness. It's going to have all these wonderful effects on you. Get those feel-good hormones going, right? So, the Dalai Lama said, "Be kind whenever possible." And it is always possible. Be kind to yourself, to others, to the planet, and to all beings. Let your love be the melody that fills the world with harmony. Namaste.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay, a spiritual community located in Miami, Florida. Unity on the Bay is supported by the generosity of its community. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Unity on the Bay, please visit unityonthebay.org. You can also follow Unity on the Bay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for even more positive spiritual inspiration. Until next time, thanks for listening and many blessings. Namaste.